This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, Attorney at Law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to the most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative show on earth. That is Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Todd Kunin to my left. Denise Dirks is not there to my right. Yes, we can talk about her now. We have our illustrious three-time Emmy Award nominee, but again, never a winner. Never. That's a right. Winner. He always has to remind me of that. And that is our friend, Cal Hunter, behind the glass. You know what? Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. I'm telling you, Todd, I'm telling you, Cal, I have wonderful news that I didn't tell you. We come in here in advance and we talk about what's the latest topics. We've already discussed them earlier, but we're gonna get ready for the show. And I always leave something out. And I left something very important out on purpose because I wanted to surprise all the listeners and Cal Hunter and Todd Kunin. Are you ready for this great, exciting news?
I can only hope, Todd. I don't know.
I am waiting. Mm-hmm. I feel like I might be punked here, but I'm waiting.
No. I want everybody on the edge of their seat that are listening, including all those new people in Mississippi. By the way, welcome, welcome, welcome. WJNT Jackson, Mississippi, 1180 AM. WXAN Murfreesboro, Illinois, 103.9 FM. And WRTA Altoona, Pennsylvania, 1240 AM and 98.5 FM. They're the latest affiliates, and we have more coming.
Welcome, everybody.
And we're going to tell them welcome each time because sometimes people pop in the first, second, or third hour. We never know when people are popping in. But there's some important stuff that they don't know about as new affiliates, but all our other listeners do. And this is it. I got the most wonderful email. I'm not going to mention her name.
Uh-oh.
I got the most wonderful email the other day. I think it was yesterday. And I even told her I would respond. I said I'd respond on the air. And why is it such a wonderful email? Because she basically said she thinks Denise is not as good a host as Todd and I. Where is the coming? That's the first ever. And maybe she's probably saying, no, that's not what I said, but that's the way I'm going to read into it. For once, every time, for once, Todd and I are the nice guys and the good radio host, but it's always the how great Denise is email, isn't it, Todd and Cal? Well, I'm just tired of the Denise is the best and the smartest.
That's
email.
Well, you should be. No,
this is one that came in and kind of said, you know, I don't necessarily, you know, agree with her and think she's all, you know, all that. I mean, no, she didn't say anything like bad, didn't disparage her, but she definitely liked you and I, Todd.
Well, you know what, Todd? I think it was from Justice Ginsburg.
Oh,
that's right. Justice Ginsburg.
Oh, she loves me.
I have not seen the email that you received.
Yep, I didn't want to show you.
You know, I have not seen the email that you received, but I would just caution everyone that if somebody uses the phrase, Fred, you and Todd don't hold a candle to Denise, that doesn't necessarily mean they're saying we're better.
Oh.
No,
this is true. I'm excited.
That is very flattering. To the individual, if they're listening, that is very flattering. Thank you.
A beautiful young lady, by the way.
And I will say, it very flattering, but when Denise is not here, we really miss her. We really,
absolutely
really do.
And all I can say is, well, Mrs. Penny, thank you for the note.
Yeah. Aunt Siggy, thank you for the note. My aunt loves me, too.
And
I'm good.
And who do I make the check out to? Exactly. You know, is it to cash, or can you deposit it in your own account for that?
Well, you have always an out-of-state third-party check, right?
Exactly. If you'll take a two-party out-of-state post-dated check, I'll buy anything.
That's exactly. But anyway, we have one person that likes Todd and I and thinks we're kind of smart. They did guess, of course, Cal, guess what they said they liked the best. And you're going to get ready to roll this. What do they like the best?
They like Fred.
And Todd, and...
And...
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
That's my guess.
Good guess.
This would just be my guess. Okay. Joe Dean Hammer lived in Arkansas.
Joe Dean Hammer.
This sounds like a country song already.
Yeah. All right.
Wait till you hear the scenario.
Okay.
Okay.
The young woman had a boyfriend, the love of her life. And she and he were, shall we say, friendly together, and she found herself with child. But they had a dream. Let's move to California, she said. Raise him there, free in the surf, running in the sand, and all of that. And the boyfriend said, sure, let's get in the car and drive. So they get in the car and they drive.
Wait. Did he say sure? Or did he say, yeah, but sure thing, girl.
Sure thing, Joe Dean. And so they pull into the Walmart in Omaha, Nebraska, because she has to go to the bathroom.
Okay.
And she says, by the way, I think I left my shoes at home. And he said, here's $5. Go into the store, buy yourself some shoes, use the bathroom, I'll park the car. Goes in, and he parked the car all right, about 1,000 miles away. He took off as soon as she walked in. She was in a pickle. No money, abandoned. Well, she had issues. She said, I have no choice. I'm going to stay right here at Walmart tonight. So she went into the bathroom until he did all the security checks. Went out into the camping aisle, got a tent and a sleeping bag, laid out there, set the alarm, got some alarms and set them so she wouldn't wake up. Anyway, so she stayed there for 3 weeks.
What?
Yep. Just snuck around.
And, what?
You know, she looked like a Walmart shopper. You know?
So finally,
the jig was up. Store security found her. And they said, you got to get out of here. And she said, well.
She was wearing the Walmart thing. She was like acting like a worker.
Right. By the way, she ended up getting a job at Walmart. But anyway.
Okay, all right.
So anyway, she said, I've been in here for 3 weeks, and I expect to be treated like a tenant. You can't just make me leave. I expect my tenant's rights to be respected. And so she sought counsel, as did Walmart, by the way, because the next thing Joe Dean did was called the local TV station. News 8 came running out with their cameras and did a story on the woman who'd been sleeping out in the Walmart. And so I ask you, gentlemen, case or no case, Mr. Kunin, what say you about the case of Joe Dean Hammer?
Okay, so because there's so much to talk about with this.
Many subtleties, aren't there?
Yes, so many. I'm just going to say case. Not that I really necessarily believe it is or isn't, but if I just said no case, that's just boring.
No, but what you got to do, Todd, that's a cop-out. You need to talk about the name Joe Dean Hammer. Why haven't you talked about that?
That's what I'm saying, is if I said no case.
And wait a minute. Let me finish.
Yeah.
And boyfriend friendly together. Now, what is friendly together about? We got Cal Hunter over there.
They made a baby. That's what it means.
But the word friendlies together. I've never heard that. Bring that up.
What was the boyfriend's name?
Don't know his name.
His name's Dono.
Okay, Dono. Okay.
His last name was Hutchison. That's all I know.
Okay, so I'm going to say that this is a case just so that I can analyze this. Because if I just said no case, no case done, and then Fred talks, and then we're done.
That would be too easy,
So I'm going to say it's a case, and so let's go ahead and look at some of these things.
Yes.
All right. So
let's break it down.
There is in the state of California, in many states, protections for folks that are tenants. Oh. You know, landlord just can't come in and say you're out. There's a procedure, unlawful detainer. A court procedure that they have to go through that can ultimately lead to the sheriff's department or law enforcement assisting a landowner in getting somebody to leave. We saw that before in the cases where the people were squatting in the houses.
Right.
In Oakland.
Yeah. An unwelcome guest, so to speak, yes.
And so clearly there is that, and there is a process that they would have to go by. However, Walmart is not an establishment that holds itself out as a dwelling for people to live in. It is a place of business, and they can clearly enforce trespass violations that would supersede the whole housing issue. And the only reason I'm talking about all that is because the music is playing. We're at 30 seconds, and I'm buying time so I can think about this over the break.
Oh, yes. And then everybody else, we've got, call us at 855-LAW-RADIO or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. Give us your answer. You don't even have to be on the air. Just tell Cal.
By the way,
855-LAW-RADIO.
The lawyer who represented her after the story was on TV called her up and represented her pro bono. So I'll help you, honey. Don't worry about it. I got
this. All right. Hey. We'll be back right after this.
This is Radio Law Talk, the continuation of Case or No Cases, coming right up. Don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Concussion Medical Clinic knows active people run the risk of a concussion. Soccer, football, even a simple fall can lead to a brain injury. Concussion Medical Clinic can test you before you start a sports program so they can have a baseline and more quickly diagnose a concussion should one occur. They also offer expert witness services if you're involved in a concussion case, and their specialty is the treatment of concussion. So if you have suffered a concussion and want the best concussion care available, give Concussion Medical Clinic a call. 916-259-4043. 916-259-4043. Concussion Medical Clinic.
Jason Rosbach here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials. So just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4-LAW or see us at...
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Today. Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I like the Amor Joseph Valley.
This is Radio Law Talk.
Todd, go ahead and finish your cheat since you had time to think about it.
Well,
and
you had just
study and pray. I saw you in the corner praying. You got off your knees.
I did. Well, you know, it's a bit difficult to fast and pray for only 30 seconds. So
that's exactly
it's not really.
Thank you, Mitt.
Yes, yes.
I'm sorry. I had to go there. He hit Romney in
the side.
Without even looking, he hit Romney.
All I'm going to say is for you to say that on a day when Denise is not, because if you said that when Denise is here, I guarantee you she'd be up and over to the window trying to high-five and fist-bump through the window. Thank you, Cal. Probably the first time the two of you had ever been on the same.
Right.
Anyway.
We hate politics. Anyway,
yes, absolutely. So I don't think this is an unlawful detainer action. This is a trespass action. I'm certain that this has a lot of optics. But at the end of the day, this is simply trespass. So, yes, it is a case in the sense that it happened, and, okay, here's my answer. It is a case in the sense that it happened, but nothing was ever filed. At the end of the day, she was just removed from the property, and no court case ensued, because I think any attorney looking at this would say, I'll go on TV with you, but there ain't no way I'm going to bug a judge on this one.
Well, what a way to get some free publicity,
absolutely,
wouldn't you say?
Absolutely.
Well, here's a box of Hostess donuts. Thank you.
Yeah, sure. Good luck.
Mr. Penny, what
you? You know what?
You?
The Kate first thing, okay. I was worried about it when I heard the name Joe Dean Hammer, and that's what threw me. Because what we do, those of you who are, this is not just talking about cases. It's about trying to figure out Cal's psyche. And to see whether or not he's faking us.
Yeah.
But remember, here's the general rule. If it's off the wall, if it's so off the wall, it's clearly a case. If it's intelligent, well thought out, it's not a case. So I'm going to say it's a case only because it's so off the wall. And the second thing is I want to know the boyfriend a little bit about him and what they really did to be friendly together. And so that's I'm going to use that from now on when I teach my kids. Be very careful when you go out with him that he doesn't get friendly together with
you. Well, apparently on Facebook there are some pictures. Anyway.
Okay. Friendly together. And also, they went into, to California free in the surf and sand. I like that quote. And they're from Nebraska. And he went 1,000 miles away from her. I thought she was going to have the baby in the bathroom or something.
She did end up giving birth in the Walmart store. Yeah.
Oh, this just keeps getting better and better.
You just said that.
No. In fact, I'll tell you what. To get the answer to this, let's go to our special guest, Tom.
Tom,
would you tell Fred and Todd Kunin the answer to this case or no case?
Wait a minute. Whenever Tom says, I get his points.
No, wait. Tom?
What is it?
Are you there, first off? Can you hear us okay?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right. So, is this for those of you who say this is a case? May I see a show of hands?
Yes. Don't tell me Tom is the guy that drove 1,000 miles away.
Well, hold on. I say it's a scenario.
Okay.
Nothing was filed, though.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Todd. Ditto with Todd.
Okay, Tom. Here we go. What's the answer to this? Is this a case or no case?
It's a no case.
Oh, we did it.
It's actually the plot of a movie called Where the Heart Is.
Yes. Plot of a movie called Where the Heart Is.
Oh, Tom knew. But so we hit it. We said it was a scenario.
It's not. It was a scenario in the mind of a screenwriter.
Right.
So that's it. Tom knew exactly what it was.
All right. So no points for you, Tom. Thank you so much for calling. Way to have your ears on that. Good job.
Thanks, Tom.
See ya. Oh.
We appreciate Tom's call. That's great. Yeah.
Oh man! So it was a scenario from what?
It's a movie plot called Where the Heart Is. I think might be one of those Hallmark movies. But anyway, it was a bad plot from a bad movie. But the girl did end up having the baby in the Walmart.
You said it was a case, but that nothing occurred of it. Is that what we said?
So what we said was that it was a true scenario, but no case was filed.
Oh, it's not a true scenario.
And given the fact that every screenplay and movie has that thing in the bottom that says. Any similarity between this movie and is purely coincidental. I keep waiting for the guy to call his buddy and say, "Hey Jimbo, you remember that story you told me about when you was abducted by aliens and dropped off in this Amazonian tribe and forced to propagate the species with everyone there? Yeah, you need to call your lawyer."
Forced to work in an Amazon warehouse for 9 weeks straight.
Are you talking about the friendly togetherness?
Yes, being friendly together. And that's his case or no case.
Speaking of being friendly together, let's talk about Weinstein.
Thanks to Tom Fernandez.
Oh, yikes. Alex, I'll take bad segues for $3,000, please.
Oh, my gosh. Look, you know, how can you not? It's the elephant in the room. We have to talk about Weinstein. This is like the O.J. trial going on and having a radio station back then. I think I was a new lawyer back when that was going on. But this, we are following this case to the T. And it's because it's just so interesting and bizarre. And it involves Hollywood. And it involves, quite frankly, generally speaking, the casting couch. And we're going to talk about the latest that happened this week, starting with Jessica Mann. Jessica Mann, remember, is one of the ones. There's a number of people that have come forth that have testified against Weinstein that are merely prior bad acts witnesses. And they do that in criminal cases. Who is charging, they're charging him with sexual allegations and even rape. Is it even rape? Against Jessica Mann and Miriam Haley. Those are the only two witnesses, or only two people, that Weinstein's being charged for doing this to. All these other people are just prior bad acts. Well, Jessica Mann was cross-examined for 3 days. Talk about being, I mean, I've been in court and in trials and in depositions. I mean, after 3-4 hours, you're hammer tired. But 3 days she's going, and whether you agree or disagree with this case or what's going on, man, that's a lot of work for Jessica to go through. But anyway, we're going to talk about exactly what she testified to and some of the big issues that they cross-examined her on that really, you know, questions her credibility. And it's this whole thing sad, just so you know. We're not taking one side or the other, but you've got to remember, innocent until proven guilty. Okay, we'll be back. Cal, take us out of this one, all right?
The only side we take here are the facts, and we'll see where they lead us next, right here on Radio Law Talk. So stay right there. As Fred said, you're welcome to call us, listen to us on the radio, and, of course, always every Saturday, 9 to noon Pacific, on RadioLawTalk.com. So stay tuned. There's more coming up. Don't go away.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. That's 800-617-9312.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-814-5108. 800-814-5108. 800-814-5108. That's 800-814-5108.
You
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Army Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman and his twin brother, Army Lieutenant Colonel Yevgeny Vindman, were both removed from their jobs at the White House. It was President Trump's response to Alexander's testimony to Congress in the impeachment investigation. Defense Secretary Mark Esper tells reporters the Vindmans are still in the military.
We welcome back all of our service members, wherever they serve, to any assignment they're given. I would refer you to the Army for any more detail on that.
A short time later, Ambassador Gordon Sondland, who also testified, announced he was recalled from his post as ambassador to the European Union. An American citizen has now died of the coronavirus in China. Two more planes carrying Americans evacuated from the epicenter arrived in the U.S. on Friday. They'll be quarantined for 2 weeks. The total death count in China is now 720. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Top. I like that show. If you pay my fee, I'll take your cake.
Radio Law Talk. Now, back to the show.
So Jessica Mann is testifying, and 3 days worth, and on cross-examination, she is the one that's basically saying that Weinstein had done all this stuff to, her, and she is not one of the prior bad acts witnesses. So one interesting thing, they started defense counsel. There's a woman by the name of Donna Rotuno, who is the defense one of the defense counsel for Weinstein.
Yes,
who is cross-examining her.
Yes, she's the female attorney, former prosecutor, I believe, that they brought in so that it wasn't the optic of a guy, a male, cross-examining a female victim that, and again, this is reading the tea leaves, but this was what this change in the Weinstein defense happened shortly after the Kavanaugh confirmation hearing, where the GOP had a female prosecutor from Arizona come in and ask the questions of the person that accused Kavanaugh. And that optic of having a female who didn't appear aggressive or anything asking these questions, shortly after that, Weinstein told his attorneys that he wanted to bring in this female for questioning, and that caused a little bit of a rift between him and some of the attorneys. The lead attorney was, who actually had some of the counts dismissed at the preliminary hearing, was a bit upset about, you don't trust what I'm going to do, but Weinstein was adamant that she be brought in. And this is what happens. Yeah. And what we're going to see here is why that was in my opinion, a pretty good decision.
Because there's some tough questions that need to be asked of Jessica Mann. And right now, Jessica Mann looks like the victim. And
she does.
Again, innocent until proven guilty. So but the way the system is, she needs to be cross-examined, you know? And that's just what you have to do to, not just for the people who can't stand this guy, but for our whole system. This is very important. So here's the question. Go ahead. You have another
issue? I was just going to say that we've heard this week in other forums, but cross-examination, when people were saying why witnesses should be brought or whatever, cross-examination is the single greatest tool there is for the ascertainment of the truth. Anybody can give their statement about what they say. It is cross-examination that pokes and prods to see if it is solid or if it's a house of cards built on sand.
Right. That's exactly right. So she's what they're going to hit her with is two main things: her mental or her prior history of mental illness or possible mental illness.
Yes.
And they're going to hit her on the fact that you had a relationship with Harvey. This wasn't just a one-time deal. And so that's where they're going to hit her with it. So the first thing that's interesting is she kind of fights back a little bit. She turns to Donna, the cross-examining lawyer, and says, "Are you my psychiatrist?" Kind of in a smart aleck way, it sounds like. So they have to throw that out. The judge orders that, okay, you know, ignore that remark. Sometimes you got to be careful, and it's difficult because I know she's a victim, she claims, and she's been through a lot. But a jury's going to look at that and go, you know, you've got to be careful because the jury, you don't want them to dislike you.
Exactly. I want to read something really quick. This is out of California's jury instructions, but these are uniform nationwide.
Yeah, because this is New York.
This is New York. But this is an instruction that every jurisdiction is going to get, and it's what the judge tells.
Generally speaking, with a tweak here and there.
Well, this is what the judge tells the jury about how they are to view witnesses. The instruction starts out and says, you alone, the jury, you alone must judge the credibility and believability of the witnesses. So it's on you as the jury to determine the credibility. And then they list a number of factors that they can consider. And one of them is, what was the witness's behavior while testifying? And if you get a witness who is up there, who during direct examination is teary-eyed, very emotional, and upset, and all the things that people would expect an individual who is the victim of this to act. And then as soon as the defense starts doing cross-examination, all of that's gone, stone cold, I want to argue with you. The jury's going to look at that and go, maybe they can.
They take into consideration is what they
should. Why is the change in the demeanor? What is going on here? How is it that you can turn it on and turn it off? So what the defense will argue, but those are all things that the jury can consider, which is, to your point, why they need to be careful.
And if I may be so frank, it proves something else, and that is it's difficult to be an alleged victim against a wealthy, powerful human being in a court of law because the defense lawyers show no mercy.
Not just defense counsel, both don't show mercy.
This is not a game.
This is rough. No, you're right, Cal. Yeah. I agree with you. No matter what your politics are, this is a rough game. Go ahead. And then what else? That's the main thing. That's the thing you have to say.
There's a list of about 13, 14.
Yeah,
we're not going to go through all of
them.
But the other one that I saw here on this list was, what was the witness's attitude about the case or about testifying? So if you have reluctant witnesses, and this is where it might be counterintuitive, but if you have a reluctant witness who doesn't want to testify, doesn't want to be there, that can actually go to their credibility. They're not there with an axe to grind or do anything. They're very reluctant. They don't want to be there, as opposed to, for example, in the latest thing we said in Washington, as the senators were going back in, Lev Parnas, one of these guys, was sitting outside saying, "Call me as a witness, call me as a witness." Well, you know, if you're too overeager to testify in a criminal case, that can cut against the strength of the prosecution's case.
So here's some of the arguments they make in the cross-examination. Number one, they said, you had suicidal, don't forget, they got her prior medical
they
records.
Did.
And they only got that, her, you know, I'm going to call her a psychiatric coach or whatever you want to call her coach. They said you had suicidal intentions, you engaged in self-harm, and you were diagnosed with panic disorder and anxiety disorder. These are some damning things that they're bringing up against her. And then they go on inside, you weren't exactly, you know, diagnosed with that, but isn't it noted in your records that your borderline have tendencies of personality disorder? And just think just this, you know, again, we can't take sides, but this poor lady just getting drilled. But look, this is Weinstein's life.
Absolutely.
I mean, could be in jail for life, and you have to do this. And she's just being hammered on the stand about this. And she started breaking down and crying, and just to the point where they had to recess. And I don't know, I think they took a break for the whole day, but she had to come back. But that was an issue.
Yeah,
it's tough up there.
And what happened to her, if true, will affect, it's her life too.
Exactly.
That's the point.
It's both people's
lives. These guys
lives.
Are bloodying each other's knuckles. I mean,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
And so they took the break. She goes out. And when they came back and resumed, she was still inconsolable. And that's where, a couple minutes ago I said, we talked about why it was a good idea for the defense to have a female asking the questions versus a male. Because if the exact same interaction had happened, but it was a male attorney asking the question, the concern for, and then you have the same with man breaking down and crying, the concern on the part of the defense would have been that it would have even been more heightened. A man is victimizing her,
pulling her
yet again, yeah. Yeah. And that's what happened, which is the strategy about why she was brought in. I do want to say one thing about,
sure,
about these statements. Now, some people out there might be saying, well, hold on a second. Isn't there a doctor-patient privilege? Isn't, you know, there's an attorney-client privilege. Attorneys can't be called as witnesses against what their clients told them. And there's also a doctor-patient privilege. But that, and you're right, it exists.
But you open it up. Go ahead.
But you open it up, and that can be, the privilege can be overcome if, through the filings, you can show that, A, the defense or the prosecution, when calling the witness, opened it up because they're claiming that she had this mental trauma as a result of it. Well, great, we get to look at that. And second, the court has to balance it. What is your, has to balance the individual's right to privacy with their doctor against the defendant's right under the Sixth Amendment to face their accusers and to mount a defense.
That's exactly right.
Because your privacy right here does not necessarily affect your liberty if it's breached. But if you don't give this guy, a defendant, the ability to mount a full defense, his liberty could be impinged and spend the rest of his life in jail.
That's exactly right.
So something's going to have to give way to something else. And the only other thing I will say on this is the recorded conversations between man were between her and her psychic,
yeah,
slash life coach.
Life coach.
And I'm not aware of any life coach psychic privilege. It is doctor patient privilege. These were recorded.
And these are recorded, and it's going to be interesting when we come back what is said. So hang,
yes,
on. Remember, call us at 855 Law Radio or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. We follow us on our social media. I'm Frederick Penning 1 on
Instagram.
And what are you, Todd?
I am A. Todd K.
We'll be back.
Stay tuned. There's much more Radio Law Talk coming up here. We run until noon Pacific time on your favorite radio station, and if not there, on RadioLawTalk.com. So tune in wherever you can. We'll be right back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is this real life?
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
Radio Law Talk. RadioLawTalk.com.
Yeah, we're back talking about the Weinstein issue and Jessica Mann's testimony in the cross-examination.
You know, one other thing I wanted to mention about that, and that is when Jessica Mann asked the question back to the attorney and said, what are you, my psychiatrist? And that's interesting. People forget that although it seems like a conversation between the attorney and the person on the stand, and it's a question and answer, the question and answer is only goes in one direction. The attorney asks the questions, and the witness answers them. And at first blush, as an attorney, it's sometimes difficult to answer, to respond to that, because as you have said, Fred, you don't want to come off like a jerk as the attorney.
Right.
But what you want to say sometimes, and I have done this with law enforcement witnesses, where the officer might get snippy back with me, and I'll just stop and I'll say, I remember asking an officer one time, well, did you do this? Or why did you do this? And he goes, well, what would you have done in a situation like that? And so the question got thrown back to me. And I could have done what the attorney in this case did, say, you know, move to strike. Please take that off the record. That's not appropriate. But my response, I just stopped and kind of smiled at him, and I said, because he was young, he was a newer officer. I said, you know, officer, I don't know how long you have been in. I know how long you've been in law enforcement. I don't know how many times you've actually had to testify. But just as a reminder, while you're sitting in that chair, I ask the questions and you answer them. It doesn't go the other way.
I could tell the judge was probably, I think the judge was like ready to, all right, just let him do it.
And it was a preliminary hearing, so it didn't, it wasn't in front of a jury or anything like that. And he, the cop looked at me, and the judge let me do it because the witness was really trying to challenge me, and it was affecting the ability to just get the information out. And I think the judge after that said something like, well, I think that covers that. Move along, counselor. And then we just kind of moved on. You can't do that in front of a jury.
That's exactly right. So here's some things she told the life coach that are pretty damning to her case to some degree. So the recorded conversations, and I'm shocked that why would you let someone record your conversations? I don't know that, but anyway, it was in 2014. She said, quote, he's been part of my life, he's been part of my life. And I can't share that with people because of who he is and the bad things he's done. And he tries to cross boundaries in my life, but I don't allow him to. And then she says the following. You put him in a place, and after describing the relationship with Weinstein, then the psychic / life coach responds and says, you put him in a place a number of times where his ego was totally out of control. And then she tells him, these scummy leeches are in her life who are only there, here we go, quote, for a purpose to serve me in a good way.
I know.
Where's the crickets on that one? Man, I tell you, I don't know. But I just say to myself, ouch, ouch.
So a couple of things about that. Going back to this instruction that the court reads to the jury about judging the credibility of a witness. Another one on this list says, quote, did the witness make a statement in the past, that would be this recording, did the witness make a statement in the past that is consistent or inconsistent with their testimony here? And so if in the past she had made a statement that, quote, he tries to cross boundaries in my life, but I don't allow him to, the defense is going to say, well, that's inconsistent with your statement here that he did cross a boundary. One of two things is true then. Either A, it's inconsistent with the allegation that he forced himself upon you because that would be a crossing of a boundary, or B, at the time you made this statement, the interaction between you and Mr. Weinstein was not perceived by you to be crossing boundaries.
Right.
So it was consensual.
Or C, you were talking to a psychic, so you watered down your conversation.
I don't know. Guess what? It gets worse.
I know it's on the record because it's on tape. Therefore, it sounds bad. You know how people interact with different individuals.
No, I agree. I agree with you, Cal.
And to your question about why you would let somebody record this, I can understand in a psychic situation because a lot of times people go to a psychic, presumably, because they want to get life advice and all of this. And then the difficulty is the psychic will say a bunch of things. Then you get home and you can't remember quite what they said. And if they have a service where they provide a copy of the recording so you can go back and listen, oh, yes, the psychic said I'm going to do this and this and this. It's a record of what happened to help you out. That might be why it was recorded. I will say this. If it was not done with her consent at the time that it happened, I doubt that it would be admissible as evidence.
Well, here's the deal. This is all I care about. This is what shocks me, Cal. Look, this is important for the three of us, Todd and I.
Yeah.
You know, don't go to a psychic. Come to the Radio Law Talk. I mean, we're better than psychics. I mean,
thank you.
You could quote us at the dinner table anytime you want. And you know, Todd, Fred, Cal, we'll give you psychic. Look, this is the way it is. Okay, let me tell you what my dad told me when I grew up in a little town. Okay, this is what happened.
And like the tax man, Mr. Soleri, in the commercial, we shred out paperwork at the end of the day.
So look, just call into Radio Law Talk. It's much cheaper than the psychic. Okay?
Joe's dead. He fell off a boat. Long story.
Long story.
By the way, that's in reference to a commercial that was played.
Hilarious.
Now, ready for this. This is what she also said to the psychic / life coach.
Yes.
She said that, talking about her relationship with Weinstein, it helped advance her career, and, quote, that's taking care of me. Oops. Ouch.
Yeah.
E. Oh.
So, okay.
Is
so,
that am I crazy or an 855 law radio you can call in? But to me, that hurts as to whether or not stuff was consensual. I know some people say, well, they can get women do, and we got to understand both sides, get into these relationships that are bad relationships, and they stick with them because they have no out. And I get that. But
yes.
But this is just cross-examination.
If I were a jury, I'd say, well, you had to do what you had to do. I mean, here we go, you know.
Yeah, you don't, I don't know.
And what it gets down to is how the prosecution, now let's remember here, we're going to get into this probably in the next hour. So the prosecution goes first with their evidence, and then they rest, okay, eventually. Well, that doesn't mean the prosecution never gets to do anything again. They get to cross-examine any defense witnesses, but when the defense is done, the prosecution gets to then put on their rebuttal case.
Right.
So they get to call people back in. They get to bring in other witnesses. They get to schedule stuff to talk about anything that the defense may have brought up. Now, admittedly, this was brought up here with Jessica Mann on cross-examination of the prosecution's witness while the prosecution's case was still going. They hadn't rested at this point. So the prosecution can address this. And if I were the prosecutor, I would try to argue that this statement that he is taking care of me is consistent with the modus operandi that we are alleging on the part of the defendant, that he uses his influence and control over these individuals, over these women, to get them to engage in sexual activity that they would not otherwise engage in, and holds the prospects
the
of their career,
yeah,
over their head, essentially because saying, I'm the most powerful man in Hollywood, and if I don't support you, you've got nothing.
Man, person.
Yes. So,
yeah, yeah. And that's a good point. And that's a good point, Todd. So we got to say both sides. But I want to at least say just Ms. Mann's final, one of her statements she said was, and this is on redirect, I believe, from the prosecutors. She basically said, I know that it's complicated and difficult, but that doesn't change the fact that he raped me. I don't need an excuse. I own my behavior. So she's kind of basically saying, you're right, I own it. But like you said, Todd, she was probably stuck, and that's the only way she could get out of that situation. And I don't know. And what a rough, tough thing the jury's going to have here.
You know, and that question, the part that you just read there was in response to the defense bringing up that there were also emails between Mann and Harvey Weinstein after the alleged rape and prior to the indictment where she had said things like, you know, things praising him and you're good and thank you for helping me,
yes,
and being there and how's your, you know, when his mother died and how are things. And so when she says, I'm not ashamed of them, that's why I'm here. She's referring to those emails. And like you said, the implication is I was doing what I had to do to survive.
Yep, that's right.
Yep.
Don't forget, we're talking about general topics of law. Don't take this to the court. Remember, go seek local counsel. We're not giving advice. We're going to talk about Bezos, hour two. He's being sued by a very interesting person. And Madonna just got sued also. That's interesting. We're going to talk about that after the Weinstein.
Yes, yes. Coming up is stuff about the Weinstein defense. What did Weinstein do after this happened?
We'll be back.
Two more hours of Radio Law Talk are coming up on your favorite radio station. And it's not there on RadioLawTalk.com. Live 9 to noon Pacific or via podcast. You can download them anytime. We'll be back with the program.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.